exotic. We did a ton of exotic things, and we really don't actually. You know, people kind of hype up what we do, but really, we're best at doing, you know, simple things well and playing fundamental ball, and that's, you know, really what we did tonight. It, you know, I don't think, you know, I think you, if you're from Dallas and you come here and haven't watched us, I mean, this is kind of how we play. So we knew they were good, but we knew we're good too.
You didn't even blitz as much as you
did. I don't know what the percentage is. You have to look. I'm not sure.
Trent, you feel like you kind of gifted them that game? Maybe not even kind of.
Well, you know, there's no, you know, you just can't make those mistakes. Mistakes are mistakes, you know, and in this league, you know, you get into, well, you played hard, you did, you know, it's just not enough, you know, it just isn't enough and it will never be enough. This is a win business, and you got to win in crunch time. You got to play your best ball when it matters the most. Situational football, we did a lot of good things we can feel good about, but reality is now to give ourselves a chance, we got to win out, and that's got to be our mentality. So, you know, for us as a football team, we put this in the rear view. They're a good football team. We played hard. We lost. Now we go and win four in a row. That's our only chance, essentially. So that's our mentality. We've done it before. I've been on a team that did that in 2012, and that's got to be our opportunity.
With Prescott, are you at all surprised, given that he's a rookie, how patient he plays through the situation?
No, I don't think so. I just think, you know, there's guys that come in and You know, in some situations, you know, people are surprised, but that's the draft process. We don't know what's going to come out of these players. You don't know what these players are going to do in certain situations and certain schemes and under the right guidance. Happens all the time. So, I mean, he's a good football player. He was a good football player in college. He's put in the right position, but he's not a game manager. He's a player. I mean, he's making plays and impressed by those young guys that are leading that offense. But they're a good football team all the way around, and they play well in all three phases.
Chad, how do you think Preef did your evaluation?
Oh, Mike, yeah, I mean, Mike did great. I think Preef is, you know, he's that type of coach with that type of mentality, and you know, we all want to play for Mike. And, you know, in a situation like this, it's obviously tough, but, you know, by no means is it we're going to let the situation with Coach Zim affect how we were going to play. We know we have a staff that's prepared. We have, you know, George's called many games in this league and been in it forever. We had confidence in that. We have seasoned veteran coaches all across the board, so we felt good about it. But in Preef in particular, I mean, he understands situations as good as anybody, and I thought they did a great job.
Any sense that George did anything differently that Mike would have done?
Nah, not really. I mean, it's just hard to say, you know.
Do you ever stop and think what else can happen to this team this year?
No, you know, I mean, after you go through 2010, you know that nothing more can happen than that. So you just kind of think everything else is kind of whatever, you know. For those people that were around then, y'all know what I'm talking about.
This one's close, though.
We got a long ways to go. If Randy Moss comes back, then we'll start talking.
Preefer was saying, though, that he has seen many teams in the situation that you guys were in down 14-9 just kind of cash it in and give up. But he was very impressed with what you guys did. I mean, you know that that's what this team is about. But to see it day in and day out in a game like this, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, we have grit in this organization, this team. I mean, that's what we're made of. I think that's – we embody Coach Zimmer. You know, honestly, that I think the team's always – you know, throughout my, you know, career in college and pro and even in high school, I think teams tend to – follow the leader a little bit, you know, and go to that message. You know, we've all come from where we came from, and we're coached by different ways, but you always sort of mold yourself into what that coach is telling you, and, you know, nobody's got more grit than Zim. I mean, we know that, and nobody wanted to be here more than Zim. I can tell you that much. You know, and we respect him so much for what he's done for this organization, and we just, you know, and we have a lot of guys like that, pretty much the same way. I mean, there's all across the board. So having said that, you know, it doesn't give us the win. You know, you can be proud of the way you played and played tough, and that's all great. But, you know, the reality is we're 6-6, and that's just the NFL.
Have you ever wanted a regular season game so much for someone else?
Yeah, I mean, you want it for Zim, obviously. You know what he's going through and the mentality he has, and sitting at home, and I'm sure they couldn't let him watch the game. No way. I mean, he's, you know. Yeah, be some sort of like blood pressure related thing or something. So, you know, he just, you know, he's a guy we all want to play for. We care about a whole lot, and he runs his organization so well that we, you know, we want to, of course, you want to play for him and win for him. Absolutely.